Hello and welcome to Holden Village. Today is July 21st, 2006. Today's session is entitled, Stuck in the Shadow, You Are With Me, Psalm 23, presented by Ron-Pierre Vignac. Let's listen in.
I truly want to thank you. It's hard to say that. I mean, it's sort of like expected. I wouldn't come back if I had listened to someone like me. And I have walked out on people like me. On the other hand, there is a graciousness about this place. And I'm saying place now, irregardless of the persons. So there's something about place and why I personally, in the last 5 years, not the 20 that I was in the east side of Tacoma, the last five have gone to almost 160 of these moments of blessings that those of you in the village the other night participated at least in a mock version. But it was real. Because out of that came people whose somebody had died, somebody was killed, and so forth and so on. All the way to this morning in Oak Harbor. Telling me about a suicide from the pastor's family and this and that. And she said this amazing thing. She's a counselor for 29 years, and she said, it's all here, but you don't see it. And in the white world that I grew up in somewhat, and we talked about a little bit of this anti-racism yesterday, a few of us that came to the forum, you don't see it. My job, to sum up everything, what I feel called on the east side of Tacoma, if I was somewhere else, I don't know if I would do the same thing. I ask you to come. I use the commission not from Matthew, which I think is great. I use the commission from the Gospel of John. When they ask, well, what's going on with this Jesus? Come and see. That's the invitation. You want to know? Come and see. You just want to read about it and study and be reflective, go to school. Go to tuition learning. Go take John's course. Where is John?
Over here.
I recommend it. Otherwise, he doesn't get paid. If he doesn't get paid, we got unhappy. And his wife's not happy. And the world's not happy because they'll come up here and write.
Yeah.
So sign up for his courses. I'm a believer in tuition learning. I was a campus pastor from 80-85 at PLU. For 20 years, I've worked with students and continue to the point where I wanted to institutionalize the place where I work, just as PLU is institutionalized. And last year was the first course in anthropology from Dr. Liz Brusco. It was called Sal Shan, A Study in Community. It's in the curriculum. They can no longer not pay attention to the street right down there. Service learning. We even got a THA, which is Tacoma Housing Authority, a legal corporation for, and like Paul said, or you said, this is not state land. Thank you. People need to know that. This is the feds. So the state comes in, they can't do all, then you get all these political da-da-da's. So, four students lived in Salishan for 3 full years. People up here knew some of them. That's what I mean by institutionalize it. I'm not talking about charity. I'm always talking about justice with mercy. Even when I do my charity pocket, you know, with my little money and my power pocket. And what I'm trying to do is have these two understand each other. They're both good. The justice one is good also, and I'm very happy to have my key bank key to the kingdom of money. And when I don't, I am not happy. I get anxious when it says no balance. I just put in $3,000. Oh, that's happened. Then my wife gets crazy and Ron, go down there. She always makes me do all this stuff. Go down there and go. Why? Because I'm intimidating. If there's a problem, I'll just get in your face, you know, and do the New York thing and make believe early I'm going to beat you up if you don't follow and solve my problem. That's just a way of dealing with community like you grew up, that's all. Couldn't you do it in another way? I've heard story after story of how you do it another way, right here. What a blessing to be on the path. I didn't like the candles for John the Baptist, who lost his head to the Lord. To what? Prepare you and I so we can go ahead. He got stuck in a little battleground there with a guy who actually liked him. Herod. It was those seductive women. You know, it's always the women that are a problem. But, oh, but did you hear it last night? I cried. Those women. They were all women, right? Where were the men? I guess they don't go to church. Or they don't write about it. Or they have no testimony for us. It was incredible. The phrasing even, I wish I had it now. I mean, I steal everything that I tell, by the way, and I just sometimes give you credit and most of the time don't. So I want to thank you. My zip code wants to thank you. You do know. This is so important. This is how you know. Until someone comes in the zip. You know, it meant zone improvement project. And if this world and this nation is not on always some zone improvement project, you know, the gods of the age, right? Healthy, wealthy, wise. Promises from God. So you want to know where I am. I just want you to see with the eyes of the heart that Paul talks about. But the eyes of Jesus, when the disciples cannot see the suffering woman, they can only see the crowd and the need. They never see that that woman, when healed, can be restored to community. She's bleeding all over the place. Who wants her? This is all it is, by the way. It's nothing big and profound that way. It really isn't. In fact, it's quite boring. Somebody said, well, I went on this trip last year. It's the same thing. I said, yeah, well, poverty is pretty redundant. It's like, oh, we expect to come back and see this big convert. You ain't going to see anything. You're going to see the same old poverty, believe it or not.
Yeah.
It's redundant, folks. Like me. I keep saying the same thing. Okay. So I got, look at this, at my altar today. So we're going to move John out for a minute. We all know what he did, right? He obviously did. He's got his head down there on a platter. He's got his body. That's John the Baptist. And he is with the big wings. Remember, what was that? Somebody at the table said the wings. Is that you? No.
Under the wings of God.
What's the under the wings of God? Where's that from?
Read your Bible. We'll find it.
If you find it, read it. We'll put it back here. This is just a picture, because we just buried Dr. William Reiki. He's from this area, he's wonderful. He was my boss for years. And here I am with Mrs. Nakanishi, a survivor of the center of August 6th. That's my ordination date. I'm just filling in what I already taught. If you ever hear it, just fill in the blanks later. August 6th is also the bombing of Hiroshima. The church year has always and still does honor, and if you're Catholic, you will do it. If you're Lutheran, you won't. It's the church, it's the year of the Transfiguration. It's the Sunday or the day of the Transfiguration of our Lord. Bright light, loud voice. This is my son, my beloved son. And I told you God had, be careful of the second phrase, who is pleasing to me. I like you, Jesus. I always believed the love part. I never believed the pleasing part. I never felt I was pleasing anybody, my wife included. My children most. This fool never did anything for them. In my own evaluation, not yours. You do your own self-seeking. So she then is visiting a man who was a real medical doctor who researched cancer. Dr. Reiki, his niece just died, Karen Reiki. The picture's up there if you read the wall with the recent ones who have passed through the door of death into the what we call the promise of God. Karen, Naya Ernest, who worked in the Seattle streets, taught me a lot 20 years ago. He was one of my mentors, and so forth. So I'm going to put this away. The remembrance, though, we don't put away. John, you do this wonderful, where's John? I just love it. You want to do it for us? Come on, you got to get active. I want you to do the John and the John.
Yeah.
And not the John. I do potty unit. And that's a problem for some people.
This isn't the John.
I do have
thing.
A kind of potty mouth sometimes. Go ahead. Tell us what you were
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, this is me, John.
Yeah.
This is me, John.
Pick anyone you want.
And this is me, King John.
Same right. Person.
And this me doesn't die. King is dead. Long live the king. This guy dies.
The corporal. The
yeah,
moral.
This is the corporal. This is the corporate. Perpetual life. Death.
Corporation. I'm going to tell you something. That one piece, that just that, made me sitting there on those hard benches worth it. It really is. It's a profound image.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget it. So the present Pope is not called Pope what? Ratzinger, who I don't like.
He's
just too conservative. Go over there. Now he's what? What's his name?
Benedict.
Benedict? Where the heck did you get Benedict? Does this chair never ends?
This chair never dies.
They never die. Try to keep those in. You don't have to. I'm just saying that's how I deal with it. Some people say, well, how do you go in there every day? I go in just like this. I know that part. I know that chair well. But this is the chair. It's Pastor Ron Vignac. Hero. I got medals and everything, right? See, so you're the king, right? Or the pope. Or the principal. Or the judge.
That's right. We put this on you. And now you have been honored by PLU's president or Pastor Ron Vignac.
Thank you.
Ordained you. See that? How different it is?
Yeah.
It's not chocolate.
No, I can't.
That's Gomer, whatever that movie is. The box of
whatever. Yeah, the word for it used to be the dignity.
The dignity.
The dignity. You know, the dignity of the office. You know, the president's office has a dignity, which is not always upheld by the member.
So my bishop is Bishop, yeah,
George.
And then you go back to...
Yeah, then you go back to this guy.
You know, he's Bob.
Right. Yeah.
Well, Bob is our bishop in our Senate, and it's Bishop Robert Hosfeld. And he once asked, I actually did a thing with Lawrence Stone, and I called him the big homie, because he's the big homie, the authority for kids. And then I called Bishop, he doesn't like this, because Bishop Hosfeld is not a public, you don't like to do these things, but I know him, I didn't care. I had him come up to the whole Synod convention. I said, now, you're my bishop. You're my big homie. But are you?
He wants over here again.
Now what's over there? Rob's over here. Rob likes me. But what about the bishop? Hofstede. One of the, whatever we got, 60 of them? Something like that. Will you, in fact, help little homie over here get his work done? Will you provide me with the tools? Not just your big rhetoric. That's what yesterday's forum I thought was bringing out. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you like me, but are you going to help me be a pastor on mission that I was sent to do by God and chartered by, and ordained by the ELCA, not the Baptists, not the Presbyterians? And then you have to answer me.
Go in peace.
Don't give me that.
Go in peace.
And serve the Lord.
Yeah, that means no.
And if you don't give me any of this, you can, and I won't even use foul language today.
Hell yeah, I got one more story for you.
Okay, go ahead.
You know the chair? You're talking about the chair yesterday,
yeah,
right?
Chair, or
chair. You know where it comes from? You know, what happens if you go on land that you don't own and you start using it? What are you called?
Squatter.
Why? Well, in English law, you are said to be seized in title, S-E-I-S-E-D. Seizin, it's a legal word, and it means sitting. A person with title sits on his land, is seized in his title.
Or his throne.
Yeah, in his charter.
Here it is.
Yeah, that's your throne. That's your throne.
I have a toilet. The one thing in this village that connects each of us.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's true. If you look at what really connects us, every morning, every night, all, yes. When that drain field goes over,
this is not a friendly place.
I say this. This is Kohler, Wisconsin. This is the Kohler toilets. I have actually the big posters. I wear a toilet around my neck that one of my parishioners gave me. It's sterling silver.
It's nice.
It is, along with the cross of Christ. This is the Sistine Chapel picture of what? Most of us should know the picture of God's finger, right? Is doing what? Remember, this is the heavenly...
The creation of Adam.
Yeah, and then in the sky is the toilet. It's called heavenly power. And I've always thought most of our theology and talk should be flushed. And I think God would say that too. So that we can get on with what really is essential in our ministries. And so to me, it's not a joke, actually. It was the Christians that developed the sanitation systems. Right? I mean, maybe I don't have the history right. But the guys in England, they were concerned about the people dying of the diseases because they had no sanitation. You go to any third world country, the measure of health that the Gates Foundation finally has woken up to, certainly Buffett's billions, is how can you, what good is a computer if you're living on a dollar a day, said Bill Gates, the front page of the New York Times. Yeah. What good is it? Your charity means nothing. Give us decent drinking water like we have. Give us some place where we go potty, we can actually get rid of the stuff without having to be squeamish and afraid. This is powerful stuff. This is not about charity. This is about mercy with mercy. Mm-hmm. And so both are important. I would love to, because you didn't separate. You only separated the office then takes a different...
Right.
And
King's
it doesn't die. Days. Long live the king.
Yeah.
Now you're disposed.
Done? Okay, good.
You lost your head. Now you're just an old peon. Thanks, John.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
Psalm 91, just to go
would
back
you read that piece? You
don't for he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and ramrod. That's the verse.
Yeah.
Wings, feathers.
Wings, feathers,
hairs.
Cover us.
Like a mother hen.
Like a mother hen. And so what really, the icon, the window into God's, see, these are supposed to be windows into God's heart. And if you don't like icons, you destroy them. That was the iconoclasts. But if you're like me, you still like icons and pictures. So I asked you to take snapshots. I want you to take snapshots of your life. You can remember them. Just you don't have to give me a picture. I know Mrs. Nakanishi, but I like to see this picture when I actually have dark hair. I'm vain, so I like to see myself in the picture. But the important picture was not me at all. It happened to be Mrs. Nakanishi, a survivor of the Hiroshima, who came to this country, by the way, as a Lutheran with the Peace Fellowship to ask for forgiveness for the war that they feel they started. How can she say that? Well, she did. And so did that little group called Habra. This is the little book. I won't give it to you because it's precious to me that I have it at all. What it is, it's like last night. I would get copies of those women's comments. You don't forget them. That's part of our job, is the people of memory. Not nostalgia, just memory. Wherever the book is, it doesn't matter. The cover is this Peace Fellowship. Thank you for the wings, and now somebody who has Colossians. If I was to sum up, which I never do, because I kind of waiting till I die for the real summation. But until then, Paul's letter to the Colossians. This is because Christ the Savior, I don't know, died for you, whatever theological affirmations you know about Jesus. Well, now we're into the therefore, reality.
Therefore. Do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels disqualify you for the prize. Such a person goes into great detail about what he has seen, and his unspiritual mind puffs him up with idle notions. He has lost connection with the head, from whom the whole body, supported and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows as God causes it to grow.
Amen. I'm not going to go into exegesis. You get the people actually understanding in Greek and all that. They're here, by the way. They're here in this village. And I would take time with an individual if you ever want to deepen it. Shadows? Say the shadow piece again.
Oh, my.
Can you find it? When you find it.
Yeah, I did. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ.
And now read Psalm 23. Somebody, anybody. Or just say it by memory.
Lord,
my shepherd,
shall
not want. He leads me. Still waters, because we're always in rough waters. Next one.
Maketh me?
That sounds nice. Maketh. When mom makes me do something, it's a little different. But when the Lord does it, you kind of listen. Okay, he maketh me. Green pastures. Most of us are in weed gardens. Go ahead. Wait. Shh. Still waters? Did you hear today's matins? Oh, it was gorgeous. It was gorgeous.
What's it feel like to be 90 years old, Grandpa?
Well, I don't know. Kind of like I felt when I was 89. I mean, it was just, what a fool question. What a fool question. The guy's on his end. He's going to die soon. And you're asking him how he feels? Anyway, the gospel was so beautifully, whoever that young woman was that did it was. Okay, and now the rest. Now we're getting into the serious stuff. Finish the song.
I interrupted.
He restores my soul, my nephesh, myself. Not Self Magazine, as good as it can be. Why do you need to be restored? Because your soul, yourself, is one huge mess. Says not Ron Vignac. Says every commercial I've ever listened to. You don't own the right car, you're not taking the right pill, you wouldn't die if you took your two aspirins a day, did a little fitness, you know, come on, right? Don't destroy my day by dying. The marketers know, and I give them credit, by the way. I do. I think they're genius. And they should be paid then. I'm still waiting for my pay, my report. And then some fool Christian will say, well, when you die, you know, you'll get your reward in heaven. The kingdom of God is here right now as we speak. And I have been blessed. By the way, my wife Sarah Lee, my Sarah Lee, and my little under the table income puts me in the top percent, 10% of this nation's income, not wealth, income. I am not poor. And I have $100. I brought out my drug money for the teens yesterday. They looked at, oh, I said, it's only ones. I carry them every day in my pocket, every day. I carry with my left hand, because I'm left-handed, and the left hand of God is that weird one, right? Not the right hand, like all of you right-handed people. How many left-hand people here? Woo! My brothers and sisters.
Power to the people.
Power to the people. Look at this. We're joining and get a charter and push all you right-handed people out of the way.
I'll let them think they're in control.
Or let them think. Okay. So, finish the next. This is the heart of the end of what I would ask us to do. The Psalm 23.
Even though
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Hold it. Even though, which means you will, walk or drive your motorcycle or your SUV or your donkey, whatever the heck you drive. Where's Jerry today? He's got his four-wheel drive over here with his mirror. I mean, he's the only one with class in this whole house. He's even got a light.
And a horn.
And a horn. I mean, come on. Whatever you're driving, whatever path you're on, even though I walk or I drive, as Matt's friend was driving, and in a moment, I have the article. He gave it to me at 5:30 this morning, and I woke up half the people on the hotel, and I finally told me to leave. Freak accident. This is called. Is she here?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Right, this is one of the potty jokes. She's trying to go to the bathroom, and here Mac and I are talking, and I'm just saying, I think we're talking too loud, and we should leave. She walks out with her eyes drooping in her pajamas, whatever you were wearing. And what did she, just show me what you did. Show them. Oh yeah, now your hand movement.
I don't remember.
Oh, she doesn't. You see, we don't usually remember when we do that. She didn't do that, she just did what my mother used to do. She couldn't talk anymore. Get the heck out of here, brother.
So did you go outside to talk?
No, they came down and we roared.
Yeah, but then when you shooed them out, did they go outside?
Yes.
They did.
Oh, right under my window. Thank you.
I rolled my window shut.
I'm going to be gone tomorrow. Don't worry about it. You know, I'll go back to sleep tomorrow.
Oh, my God, who's talking at this time of the day?
Now, you don't want to go back to sleep. That's my problem.
Yeah.
That's right, Carol. It is the joy, and it is joy. Not always happy, but it certainly is. It was a freak accident. The Mason County Undersheriff, Gary Crane, a second later, and it would have hit the back of the truck, 5 seconds sooner, and it would have landed in the road. In between that gap of time, this tree that we love, tree I do, by the way, I'm a tree hugger, I'm one of those, fell on the cab, and his best friend is dead. Even though I walked through the valley of the shadow of death, Big Mac, call him Big Mac. He's huge, his back is like, try to hug him. You have to have two people to hug him. He has already been met by many of you here. I don't know who it is that people just stopped in on him. He's right next door, putting in the system. That's why he woke me up with this, because he's got a computer in his room, thank goodness. And he's going home today to face the shadow. To face the shadow. And the miracle from all 160 blessings that are done in this just Tacoma, Pierce County, including Milton, they hadn't had a murder in there in 60 years. And you could find other places, you know, you could do this all over the nation, of course. Aside from that, I'm not interested in all over the nation, except in, I'm part of this nation. So I focus, I ask you to focus, the shadow, is where we get stuck. That's the stuck part. In the Hebrew, if Peter were here, I'd ask him, Nash. I don't know the Hebrew, I don't know enough Hebrew. But if you're stuck in the shadow of death, that shadow, where they're gone today. They told me they couldn't come. Little Red Birchfield, Susan, his mother, her mother, which says, they're making me go. I looked at her, nobody makes you go anywhere. She said, that's true. And little, what's his name? I don't even know his name.
Leif.
You all know his name?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the family. No, you're not even part of the family.
Congregation.
How do you know his name? Leif
is his name.
Oh, it's your pastor. Wow. Little Leif was up there, and Susan was watching him when the sun shines on the back. What do you have in front of you?
Shadow.
We all know that. We're so smart. The little three-year-old isn't.
Two-year-old.
Oh, it's not even three. What was little Leif doing that she was so amazed at? He sees the shadow. What was the amazement?
Trying to chase.
He was chasing a shadow. He'd go back and forth. He discovered he had a shadow. I hope you discover your shadow. You read it. It's only a shadow, the stuff that we pretend we're so good, or we got this church together, we're doing all this charity work, or justice work, on and on. What good folks we are. And maybe you are. I would give you so credit if you are. Don't. But it's only a shadow. Paul will use another image. This is the mirror you're looking in, and you're just seeing it dimly. Something else has to happen to us. And I would suggest that's the happening here. History creates heroes. Only holiness happens. The little two-year-old is chasing his shadow. Eventually, that's yourself. He's actually chasing himself. He doesn't know it. The world will tell him, of course, how to buy the shadow. So you can keep it going. And they'll give you authorities, and they'll give you even offices and maybe even throw a little dignity at you, because everything is already commodity. It's a market world. It really is. There's no question, I think. Even left or right, wherever you stand in, it's market. So I'm here to support the market, and I do, and to criticize it. Finish the song now. Here it is. This is it. If I can say anything, this is it. This is it. When I watch the faces of people who just lost, murdered somebody or others, or run hit and runs, suicides. You think I'd be great? I don't. I actually then, because this next sentence, somebody read it really with, like you're saying it to the person who loved you the most and loves and you love the most. Say it to that, not to me. Just pick a person in your life. I hope you have one at least. Some of us don't, but if we, just one person. I want you to picture the person. You knew Leif. And say the next part of that song. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil.
For you are with me.
Say it again.
For you are with me.
Till the end of the age. King James, to the end of the world. You are with me. Whew. Thank God somebody is with me. Because I make no sense out of these freak accidents where the tree falls on a guy's head. 2 seconds later, 2 seconds before, he'd be alive. I could tell you this man, who this Lawrence Stone and I are standing there, and this is in Trident Magazine, which I hate this cover, but I love it for illustration. Look at this. This is me at my age. Road map to retirement. Look at it. A convertible, woo! Out of my salary, unless they just, you know, chop the top off the car.
Looks like you have.
Yeah. And then look at this, the lovely white lady, just adoringly putting her arm, as I always do, on the man who has helped this whole road to the golf course. Not to South Shan Lutheran Mission to help distribute the ice cream cones to the future of our wonderful America, where we kill women and children everywhere in this nation. 14,927 murders last year. No one's appalled even. I mean, some of you are. Where's the outcry? 14,927. Of course, why would you? 47% of them are black. Well, that relieves me. God, if it was all whites, I might have to do something. Plus, it's just 19 to 24-year-olds. That's the next largest group of that breakdown. This just came out last week. And this is what I'm encouraged to live by. And by the way, I'm a Trident card-carrying member. Have been for 30 years. And they were gracious enough, by the way, to put this picture with my email. And I got emails from Switzerland. Any POU grads here? I got it from all over. Because a lot of them get this. No checks, but I got a lot of... You think they would at least send me a box of chocolate? I'm serious. I'm always asking. I don't beg for money. I never send out my letters for money in our mission. And you think that it would come. I refuse to do that. I refuse to... ask poverty, you know, these poor people in poverty need, no, I need, Pastor Ron needs his pension and medical. I hope when I go back there's that $4,000 check that the office of the Southwest Washington Synod promised to have for me. And they have, by the way, faithfully for 20 years. I'm writing my one report, I'm glad Red is not here. I'm writing my one report of for the last 20 years. And I'm calling it $1 million, 20 years later, was it worth it? That's all it is. $1 million the last 20 years for the east side of Tacoma in a specific place called 98404. Was it worth it? I didn't send them the data on the baptisms, the deaths, or anything. I didn't let them have that knowledge to oversee this ministry that God ordained. Not me. Dan Erlander, who's coming up, preached at the at the original installation, and he was so wonderful, it held true for the last 20 years. Don't think that because the Lutherans come in here, we're bringing God. Which a lot of people think when they do ministry. God is there. Will you be able to recognize God when God shows up? Will you recognize God's presence here? This man does. And he's the original blood in my community. He's 38 years old. He caused most of the suffering. And drugs. He didn't know the economics he was following, by the way, would actually kill people the way it did. He didn't know that at 17. He needed clemency, which we read about yesterday. He needed to know that you're not disqualified because of appearances of wisdom. It looks smart to be well-dressed. You know, I'll give my advice to when our family leaves here, you know, what's his name? The guy with the long beard, the long hair, and he wears a thing around his neck. He looks like a little hippie. What's his name?
Harry.
Oh, she says it like, oh, he's my friend, Harry.
Oh, Harry.
I mean, God, if I were the president of a corporation, I'd hire him in a minute. No, you wouldn't. You take one look at this guy, oh, my God. And then you start smelling just to make sure. You know, ever notice when people get by if you're not well-dressed? You just sort of do this funny body thing. Trivent, then. Is this the roadmap I want? At my age, remember what was it called again? Oh, at my age, and I left it blank, and then you spoke. Thank God at your age you stood up in Port Orchard for kids.
Oak Harbor.
Oh, yeah. Why do I keep saying Port Orchard? I don't know why. Anyway, Oak Harbor, and to make sure that our public schools would have a free and reduced lunch for the ones who can't afford to eat that stuff. Wow. And so the Christ I'm talking about, we read some, how do you get unstuck? I'm not going to tell you how to get unstuck. I'm only letting you know, and I'm letting myself know what? And I let Big Mac know. You're not alone. You're with me. God in the flesh. I mean, somebody, and a wonderful person who wrote about how God came up with a better idea than sending his son to die for us, you know. Couldn't he even think better than that? Oh, I mean, God, you know. And he's all powerful, all everything. Except he does the stupid thing. In my eyes. I wouldn't have done it that way, right? You're not going to take my son, Lauren, and kill him. You can do all your Abraham and Isaac stuff all you want, but I'm getting my gun with my knife and kill him. You were going to do that? Oh, you're all such powerful Christians? Good. You take your kids and do it. You take out your knife. And they're real, by the way. Little kids don't know that, even in my community. And if I get into a fight with you, the lifeblood, you're dead. Unless the medics and all these people who try to save people and are our heroes. So what saves us from this? From that endless cycle of vengeance, as Hannah Arendt said. And she said the genius of Jesus Christ of Nazareth was forgiveness. Right? Oh, it's powerful. I mean, that's a secular book. You have to go there to hear the gospel sometimes. Because we say stupid things. And I use that language, stupid, because of a stupor as being in a stupor. People who are alcoholic like me know what a stupor is. You overload on the toxic stuff, you poison yourself, you literally become stupid or in a stupor. And then how do you come out of it? That's what Verlon works with every day in the streets of Seattle. He's no big hero. He's no more a hero than I am. He's just a black man that wished he had more money. And you're not going to give it to him. The government's not going to give it to him. And you know what? He's going to stay in that chair and still do his mission. Till he dies. He's surrounded by the people that say to you, you're not alone, Rolan. Whether it's Netta, his wonderful wife, who wrote one of the beautiful testimonies of her life at the church. I believe in the church. I criticize it to the hilt. And I pick on not the Church of God in Christ people that I know, not the Baptists, not the Presbyterians, not the Methodists, not the Russian Greek Orthodox. I pick only when I know, because I know the Lutheran systems. I've been in ministry 30 years, that's not a big deal. And on their little guidelines for salary, I love it. This is the Southwest Washington. I have no idea what the other synods do, I don't care. I just read it always, because it's a kind of a laugh for me. And it says it always starts with 0 to 5, 5 to 10, right? Well, if you never look at them, you were not going to care about it. I care about it because they're talking about me. Guess what? Guess where I am on the 0 to 30? 0 to 30, I should be making 68,000 or something. Right? You ever look at those lines? You should check it out for Jerry.
I don't know.
No, you'll know why you're either paying your bills or not. I'll say, to be serious, so I'm at zero. I've always thought I was a big zero, and the church just affirmed it. It just validates that, you know, Pastor Ron, you ain't worth a darn. Now, you don't have to feel sorry for me, because I just told you I'm in the 10% of the nation's our whole nation. Sorry, I'm not poor. I got money, by the way. I don't have the sense to change my mortgage payment. We were paying 11% until the last year, because my wife wanted new toilets. So we go to the good old refinance, whatever they do, right? We got so much equity, I didn't even know it was worth anything. It was just a dumpy old house in Parkland. Now it's $300,000 house. You know, we bought it for $60,000. Who cares? They're going to bury me in my house. So we put in very expensive cola toilets. I'm serious. I was against it. Why? Because of justice issues. I forgot about mercy, like when you sit on the thing. Oh, it's got a wonderful flush, too. It really does. It's kind of, I have people, I come show them the toilet. And we got skylights, because we want light in on our house, so I don't have to have one of those little idiot lights on, so I don't pee all over the floor. You know, my age, you don't know what you're doing sometimes. At my age, I have a really nice toilet. So if you come visit us, you're welcome to use it.
The throne.
So, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not stuck. This is the reason. This is one of my favorite paintings. Artist, actually. I've used him, and I finally bought this very expensive book. It's called The Mill and the Cross. This is kind of a picture. Think of your own community for a minute, but this is 15th century. Find Jesus being crucified. It's hard, because it's just an ordinary place on an ordinary day, passing the gamblers on the street doing their little thing, passing the hard workers, the lazy ones. Bruegel is great. He just describes all that stuff, right? And then try to find, where is Jesus? Can you see him in the midst of all those commercials, the 24/7 news channels, CNN forever and ever? The horrible Fox. Okay, some of you like Fox, so enjoy it. I want to know where Jesus is. Is he in my zip code? Or is he just in those gated ones? The zips that, I just went on the most wealthiest zip codes in the nation. Just look up zip, Z-I-P, and you'll get all the, you'll Google it and you'll have more than you'll ever want to know about zips. Just know that it happened at the same time in 1964. The shift from Brooklyn, New York, Zone 9, went into Brooklyn, New York, 11209. A few years later, they'll add the four digits. Well, I don't even know what those are. 201. And then they can actually get this little piece of junk mail to you even faster. They can get the information on how to save your soul even faster. So we have no time to be still and reflect in quiet. The thing we fear most is loud noises, says the psychologist about brain things when babies are born. So my voice, by the way, scares kids a lot of times. It does. So if I'm really being vignette, waking up everybody, you know, that kind of thing. Kids look at you like, why? Because that's the two fears, fear of falling, and the fear of loud noises. So just kind of keep that in the back of your mind as we go through. So you heard from Paul in Colossians. Just about when everybody is disqualifying you, me, and my buddies, and whoever else there is out there, what is Paul's advice?
Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels disqualify you for the prize. Such a person goes into great detail about what he has seen, and his unspiritual mind puffs him up with idle notions. He's lost connection with the head, from whom the whole body, supported and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows as God causes it to grow.
Okay. And I'll end, I will actually give, this is from an incredible new teacher at PLU. Her name is Suzanne Crawford. She does Indian spirituality, feminism. She's got a whole range of things. She is so gorgeous. I go to just to listen to her. Even if she does nothing, it's at least somebody to look at. So visually, you feel better. Yeah, she is. She looks like a 15-year-old. But she's got a doctorate. And I went to the session because she did this. Poetics of place, politics of place, and pilgrimage of place. I immediately thought of Holden Village. Immediately. I went up to her later and I said, Suzanne, this is amazing what you presented to us at PLU. She's young and I pay attention to her. She's coming out with some incredible stuff. Simply the poetics of place, the sacred is real. That's all I do. I go to a place, a spot, it's a place. I've always felt the poetics in this place is real. The sacred is real here. That's a very difficult thing to see sometimes. But it is. You can actually see it here. And I'm not getting into the white middle class, this, that, and the other. That's for another discussion. Just the sacred is real. Two, we'll simply move on. This is the one we get stuck in, I certainly do, in community work, going to the mayor, this, that, and the other thing. Politics of place. There's nothing inherently sacred in that kind of thing. There's nothing inherent about the flag, in a sense. Until we project on it, heroics, the revolution. And I just got a lot out of your lecture yesterday. And so I will look at the flag differently once more. So the politics of place, this place has been often a politics of place, right? When the food changes happen. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with the cooks? Oh man, you guys. And then when you had the gay lesbian stuff, I loved it. If you ever went on their website, where was the stuff going on? It was right there. What's wrong with you guys? Put your dirty laundry in the bag or something. You don't hang it out there to show everybody. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. The cross of Christ exposes everything. It calls it what it is, not what you want it to be. Wow, if that's true, I am not the fool I thought I was. Okay. I'm a fool for Christ. Paul has to use that language, though, otherwise he can't get by with what he says. So try to understand that. Last one, this is the one I actually feel. Somebody says, how long have you been coming up here? 40 years. I make the pilgrimage. Whether I'm teaching, this is nice, I love it, because you have given back more than I ever give you. You wouldn't believe what I got out of this place in 1 week. I really needed it, too. What did I write?
I can't read it either.
They're not passive. See, if you were passive, you wouldn't have done what you did to me today. A real community will have people like that. You know, stop hanging out here and causing misery. We need our rest. And so, I should let you talk, but I'm the one who's sort of done it this way, so let it be, right? One of my favorite little art books. So now, if you could think of place. So here's the East Side, 98404. I go around and I took pictures of every single church on the East Side of Tacoma, including the Buddhist temples. This is if you were to drive through just that one section, not the whole Tacoma, this is what you would see. And I put in a real community just to show you how we come together on a Sunday. at the Holy Family of Jesus Cambodian Episcopal Church. The only one in the nation. Big deal. But it is, because most Cambodians are Buddhists. Unlike the Vietnamese, which became encultured with French Catholic, and even their writing is Roman. You can't understand a word in Khmer. Okay, I just say, look at this, and where is Jesus present? Well, Jesus is present, and even if anonymously in the Buddhist temples. Because a lot of our people now are mixed marriages. Buddhist husband, Christian wife, or the kids decide after they're not Buddhist anymore, they marry some fool from Lincoln High School. Okay, that kind of thing. I just wanted to show you, I showed this once to Dr. Ray Bakke before we actually became friends. And that's the kind of picture. He wanted snapshots of the community. I'm asking you also for snapshots of your life. We're not going to be able to say them. Tell somebody it later. The danger of snapshots, of course, is you capture the picture, and then you wake up 20 years later. That's me. That's you. In all our households, how many of you have pictures in your household? I mean photos, mainly. Of who? Anybody.
Friends.
Friends. What else?
Animals.
Animals. Oh, good. Animals are very important.
Scenery, places we visited.
And so all I'm saying then is, at the end of that, why the pictures in every household on the east side of Tacoma? That's how I finally got to meet people. I don't have a food bank, but if you had called and you said, Pastor Ron, your Lutheran mission says it gives food, can you bring it? I said, yeah, what's your address? 3206 East Q Street. All the houses are the same. So I go there, 32, with my box of food, and people are gracious. You know, you knock on the door. You didn't meet me yet. What do they say?
I got this big box of food.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, before that.
Come on in.
I don't never ask people to come to me and get food. Then they have to lie and tell some stupid story. So instead, they're free in Christ for a moment. Oh, come on in. I come in, and guess what? I do my quick little sociological analysis, which I learned a long time ago. I just quickly look at the whole room. I pick up everything I can. That's how I teach. And I pick it all up, and then I say, who's that? And you say?
It's my grandmother.
Oh, that's my 90-year-old grandfather. That's Little Lee. You know, he follows his shadow around. I said, oh, yeah, that kid needs a little help. So I don't do any judgment. I don't do anything. And then they say, well, where's your church? You know why they say that? Because they're receiving a gift of food. They don't know it's a gift. They think it has conditions. If I take this food, then I got to go to your church. No. I won't even tell them where the church is. Because I don't usually know half the time, because we've moved 6 times in 20 years. So I give them the wrong address anyway. Do you understand the reversal? That doesn't come from me. I learned that through the gospel. They flip it on. They ask for $1, give them $2. That's stupid in this world. Not in God's world, who treats each one of us with dignity.
Mercy.
Not just the king, not just the pastor, not just principal, all the authorities created by God. So we don't believe it, but I do. I actually believe Romans. I even believe Revelation. And that's when we can get into the global talks. We don't need to do that today. So Franz Kafka, who was he Christian?
He was Jewish.
I don't know, he was Jewish anyway. He writes this. Jung said this about Kafka. But Kafka sensed that someone would have to force that new kind of awareness upon us. Jung was one of the, you know, the big, whatever you call it. Yeah. A new awareness. How do you get aware? Meanwhile, it was not the writer's first duty to help the reader to pass time as agreeable as possible. Talking about book writing. Quote, Kafka, a book must be an ice axe. Unquote. If the book in your hands does not wake us as with a fist that hammers on the skull, then it just isn't worth reading. That was the message. I heard Verlaine say last night,
Don't give me your little sensitivity training and all these wonderful things. You're going to solve racism in this country if you don't pay attention to this black man, wherever he is, however he said it. Ask him. That's not the same thing, is it? Like an ice axe to break the... I'm frozen. We used paralysis the other day. What paralyzes me from saying anything, standing up to the Holy Roman Empire and calling him the Antichrist? And all that, and you were afraid to call the mayor. Hey, you're standing there with your zipper open. Oh, you don't like that one. Well, don't use the sexual ones that I always use. Use something else. My pants fell down in this community. Trying to bless Tom, Carol, and Paul. And they just fell. I'll stand there with clean underwear, thankfully. And then people say, well, what did you do, Pastor Ryan? Well, I picked them up. Well, I didn't have to take a course on what do you do when you catch them. I'm very intelligent. I know what to do. You pick them up. Just so, give us some credit for knowing something. And yes, I blame Potato Day. You have to blame somebody, so I blame that was hunger awareness, and I lost all this weight in 1 minute, and God can work in a moment. So we're going to end with that. I want us to be able to see, as so many people who came, and I like the way a Suzanne Crawford doctor, who put it in this language of poetics of place. I felt last night I was in the poetics of place. I heard of churches not from here. I mean, it was like, oh, that was so refreshing. Because then I started to think of what would I say if it was my turn? Two, the politics of place. There is politics, the polis. And by the way, we need to be involved. Please hear that over and over, not because you're on the right or you're the left, or you're the red or you're the blue, but because you're in Christ. You don't have to argue the other. One of my families I've been arguing with has turned out to be a friend now. And Big Mac, as he leaves today, is the symbol of McDonald's. And I'll end with this. This magazine was one I bought on children. That's the only reason I bought it. I didn't even read it. I just saw it was a whole thing on children. I'll take it. Little did I know that what they really did is McDonald's bought the whole copy. There's not one other advertisement but McDonald's. And what they did is the life, 24 hours in the life of a McDonald's place. It is genius. It is pure. And by the way, whether you like McDonald's or not, you don't like their stew, da da da, it moves from everything from kids to they have a university, 3,000 people graduate each year, to look at this. Diversity at Ohio State, why they push this, the guy who worked there like they do at Holden Village, turns out to be the president of a university later. They had the sense, though, to take 24 hours of the life of one day in McDonald's. The pictures are great, the snapshots. Look at this, called A Point of View. What the heck is the baptism doing in the book of 24 hours in Big Mac land? At least they honored us, meaning, I'm just saying Christians now, knowing there's Muslims and all kinds of people out there. It's a point of view. And then includes my favorite, look at that. I love those big old dogs. And then she said, pictures of not just family, friends, the creatures that sometimes love us unconditionally when all the fools out there are judging you and I. And then I'll end with this. It moves to the hospital where some of our wonderful people who've been talking about working at hospice, they have their charities. They list them by state. You can get the address of where they are. That's what I want you to do for me. Can't you at least do that? I never asked Holden Village for money. I'm glad you give it to whoever you do downtown there, whatever. I've been here 40 years, they'd never sent me a check. Now I sound like I'm whining, huh? I'm not.
In fact, I would tell you not to. Go look in 98816 and find out where to go. If you're global, then you can go anywhere. Then go wherever you need to go. Romania, that's where I go.
Who's the guy, the doctor that goes on the, from your family?
Yeah.
Or whatever he is.
To Moldova.
To Moldova. I'm working with Moldovians all the time. Now we got a connection.
They're here, my friends. Why? Because their countries didn't recognize the politics of place. They did recognize it. They blew you up, or they made you refugees, or forced you into immigration, so forth, so on. And then the healing takes place. I think they do good. McDonald's houses? Are you guys against that? You question them as a corporation? You should question the Corpus Christi, the body of Christ. What are they doing? I shouldn't have to worry about my kids, your kids in 98404. Look at them all. Try to get one of these fools to go in the community and do something. To stand up. When they read the same scripture I read, you read. Whoa, it is hard. That's the hard piece. And I make no apologies for that. And neither does Croc here. Look at the last thing. It is clear that this is a universal message. That Ray Kroc, who died, right? Some of you may know, but who was Ray Kroc? He's the founder. He's dead now. What did his wife do just a few years ago? She gave a chunk of big millions of dollars to who? Salvation Army. To build community centers, of which one is now being they're trying to get that money, but they have conditions. If you do this, then you can have the money. I don't want to come to one more of those places. And the only thing I've ever felt that was encouraged, and not demanded, but encouraged, was at least come together at night. Come together at night and worship the living Lord. The one that said, while you're in the rough waters, as we heard from Matins this morning. I baptize my children with those two. It's not for the individual, that's a corporate saying, by the way. So, corporate, the corporation. I've called you by name, the big guy, and frankly, I love it when John moves. Just old John, the corporal.
Yeah.
Mortal, oh mortal, you are like grass and you'll be gone tomorrow. Yeah. Maybe in a moment. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is the whole Orthodox thing, by the way, is you're going to be raised again in the twinkling of an eye. That quick. You won't have to take a course from him or me. And I wish you all well in that. I would like somebody who likes to read poetry. I'd like to end with this poem by William Stafford, could you come up? And if you'd like a copy, this is from Ghosts of the Nursery. I stole it, I know you're not supposed to, so report me to the copyright people. I think William Stafford would be happy that we read this. He's a Northwest poet who died a couple of years ago. It's called A Ritual to Read to Each Other. And if you'd like a copy, take it with you. This is from a book that was the last page, Ghosts from the Nursery, which tries to understand this violence. How do we get from this kid chasing his shadow to where he shoots his shadow? And his shadow is often one of the brothers or sisters. So I'll end with this. Could you read this with as much who you are as a nephesh, your soul?
A ritual to read to each other. If you don't know the kind of person I am, and I don't know the kind of person you are, a pattern that others made may prevail in the world, and following the wrong God home, we may miss our star. For there is many a small betrayal in the mind, a shrug that lets the fragile sequence break, sending with shouts the horrible errors of childhood storming out to play through the broken dike. And as elephants parade, holding each elephant's tail, but if one wanders through the circus, won't find the park. I call it cruel, and maybe the root of all cruelty, to know what occurs but not recognize the fact. And so I appeal to a voice, to something shadowy, a remote important region in all who talk. Though we could fool each other, we should consider, lest the parade of our mutual life gets lost in the dark. For it is important that awake people be awake, or a breaking line may discourage them back to sleep. The signals we give, yes, no, or maybe, should be clear. The darkness around us is deep.
That's it, folks. Thank you.
Well done.